This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
If you enjoy this podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/stationtostation. You can also find us on Twitter at S2S Podcast and on Tumblr at s2s-podcast.tumblr.com. Please be warned that this episode features brief depictions of violence.
This is Station to Station. Episode 8, Root Cause Analysis.
This is an interview with Dr. Sebastian Fredrickson. Time is 1734 Pacific Time. Date is April 28th. Location is an empty cabin on the second deck. Parties present are myself and Dr. Miranda Chuan.
Overdo it with the labs. Management's pretty big on the whole work-life balance thing, even though we're in the middle of the ocean. Thought you wanted to go to the promenade deck.
I changed my mind. We should talk. Take a seat.
What's going on?
I wanted to talk to you about Jonathan Costello.
So you know him?
He disappeared, and I know that Malix was behind it. I just want to... Please, take a seat.
Wait, what are you doing here?
Dr. Fredrickson, my name is Reva Luther. I'm a federal agent, and for the past 8 months, I've been investigating Malix International.
What is this? Is this a joke?
It's all right, calm down. As I said...
You're an ROV tech.
I'm undercover. I took up a sudden vacancy left by Riley Arbor on very short notice.
Who?
Let's start from the beginning. Dr. Chuan has been acting as a consulting expert on the case. As far as we understand, a few months ago you were contracted to work for Malix International on a confidential research project. You worked with Jonathan Costello, who registered for this cruise before his untimely disappearance. Is that correct?
You're not supposed to remember that name.
Is that correct?
How the hell did you even know that? This is... Miranda, what have you done?
Dr. Fredrickson, calm down. We just want to ask a few questions.
Well, I'm not answering them.
Our investigation shows that there were at least 50 scientists working at a private Malix facility from September last year to March this year. Most of them didn't make it out alive, and the ones that did disappeared without a trace. I just need your corroboration on this.
Not happening.
But you were there. You worked with them. Who do you remember?
No one.
Bollocks.
Doc.
Who do you remember?
Listen, we're not asking you to testify, if that's what you're afraid of. You're the last person, probably the only person, we can connect to the case. Dozens of people have gone missing without a trace, and we're just asking for some help.
Please. You remember Costello, don't you? And Addison McKinley, and Sabine Durand, and David Wan?
No, I don't.
What about Jackie Simmons? What do you know about her?
Enough to stay the hell away. She's, well, Simmons.
Right. Well, we have intel on her, and... well, we're gathering intel on her, but we know what she's up to, and we can...
Okay. All right. I've heard enough. Ah, oh, Christ. It's one of those quid pro quo deals?
If you tell us what you know, we can answer your questions. Is that a deal?
All right, fine.
Thank you.
But if, and only if, I'm given full immunity...
For gods, you realize we're in the middle of the ocean, right? You want me to what? Call up a federal prosecutor via satellite phone?
Fine, then I don't talk.
We're interested in the people at the top of this, not contract scientists who got caught in the crossfire. If you can help us bring charges against Malix, you'll be protected.
No, I'm not risking being labeled an accomplice when your bosses find out you've got an easy target to pin your conspiracy theories on.
If you're innocent, you should want to talk to us.
Yeah, we've all heard that one before.
People have died, Fredrickson, and you're impeding an investigation. I'd think you should be a little more concerned about saving your own skin.
Are you threatening me?
I'm laying out the facts.
That's it. I'm done.
Sit down.
You can't keep me in here. Hell, I should go to the captain right
now. Wait. What if I talk to you without Reva?
What?
It won't be an FBI suspect interview. It'll just be us having a chat like we planned to.
I'm listening.
Tron.
Reva was never here. And I'll tell you what we know. Deal?
Interview with Jackie Simmons, possible mad scientist, maybe corporate spy, most definitely a suspicious person. Location is Deck 2, former cabin of scientist David Wan. Time is 5:30, April 28th. All right. I'm not police. I don't work for the government. I'm not going to do you in. I just want answers. You give me those, and it'll be easier on both of us. Got it? So, who do you work for? We can start smaller. Is Simmons even your real name? Look, if you think you can just sit there until I get bored and move away from this door, you're going to be here a bloody long time.
I thought you wanted to talk about having your shift covered so you could take a night off. What is this?
Like I said, I'm just looking for some answers. We know all about your little tiff with McKinley the other day.
I don't know who that is.
McKinley Simmons. You fought with him, and hey presto, no more McKinley. Doesn't look good. What did he have on you? Did he know why you're really here?
No. This is some kind of mistake. Have you taken a walk lately? Gone above deck? They say cabin fever can make you think some pretty crazy stuff. My first week on board, whew, let me tell you, there was a couple of days, and all the seasickness pills, just a bad
time.
Why
are you here, Simmons?
To do my job.
Your job? What is it you do again? Because no one seems to be able to pin down your line of work. One night you're covering a tech shift, the next you're sitting in on a biology dive. You are, as they say, everywhere.
What can I say? I get around.
You're snooping. I caught you red-handed the other day, didn't I? Sneaking into the lab when you thought you'd have it to yourself. What do you think the rest of the researchers would say if they knew someone was spying on their work? Or what about our sponsor? How do you think Malix would feel to hear word about you had gotten out? You know, a couple of my friends have another of your people just down the hall. We could go have a little chat.
I don't know what
you're... Look me in the eyes, Simmons. You think I'm bluffing?
I don't...
Hey, look, it's all right. I'm not Big Bad Nelly here to try and make your life hell. If you just level with me, I can help you.
How? I don't even know what you want from me, and I don't want to. I just want to do my job and get off this hellish metal tin.
What's your job, Simmons?
Can you stop saying my name every other-
Job, or I will tell every single person on this ship why you're really here.
Okay. Okay, fine. Ask me whatever you want. Just don't tell other people, please.
Great. Now, might as well just get it out there and clear the air. Who do you work for?
Panoptics Incorporated. What?
I should say that, whatever you say in here, it won't implicate you in the court of law. Let me finish. Nothing you say to me will be part of the official investigation record. We're just two people talking. Also, Rava wants you to know that she doesn't trust you more than she can throw you, and she'll be near enough to hear it if I yell for help. Are you ready to start?
What tipped you off about me?
You were nice to me. For no discernible reason. There had to be some ulterior motive.
So you were grasping at straws.
Maybe I was. So what? Got me here, didn't it?
That it did.
Why did you go about dancing around it? You knew Costello was gone the first night of Mob. You could have told me everything then.
I couldn't confirm who you were, and I didn't want to blow my cover. I do now, though.
For what it's worth, I still think you're shifty.
Thanks.
You said you were stationed at...
The only reason I'm here is because you know what happened, and you think I did.
You're not a suspect. We're just trying to piece together a story. Just tell me what you know.
A little more specific?
Well, what did they do to him? Was it Malix? Did he know too much? Was it...
Alright, okay, one at a time. First, nothing. He wasn't silenced, he just got stuck. Wrong time, wrong place, he got unlucky. That's it, that's all it took.
Why can't I remember him? And why can you?
I worked at the facility for 5 months. After a while, your brain gets used to the whole weirdness. Call it exposure immunity.
By weirdness, you mean your experiments, or the messing with time and space?
More or less.
Christ, you punched a hole in the fabric of reality to do, what, soothe your own egos? Chase some kind of hubristic glory just to get your names in a few papers?
Hey, don't be so melodramatic. There was more to it than that. This was solid research. We were breaking new ground. There were all kinds of real-world applications getting thrown around. This was something people would have died to be on. Okay, maybe that was badly worded.
Yeah. But go on.
The project didn't have an official name. Lab facilities were way out in the middle of nowhere. They didn't even have phone reception out there.
That sounds like a military base or a...
Prison? Yeah. We called it Project Lazarus. The name was just something that got tossed around by a few people as a joke. Caught on, I guess.
Why Lazarus?
Why do you think?
Someone on the team really digs the Bible?
Because no one could kill the damn thing.
You tried to kill it?
Some of us tried to find a way to stop it. We realized that something was awry after a while. We were working on repurposed machinery based on the Jude engine, so we tried to find a way to kill the processors or sabotage the engines. We called that...
Project Red String. Costello mentions Project Redstring. It was something he wrote in his notes. I think he found a way to stop it. I thought he was working alone, but...
Wait. You have his notes?
He left them to me. Here. I brought all that we've gathered over the past few weeks on the ship. I just... Whatever it was Malix was working on, I need to stop this. I need to finish what he started. If you have anything on the location or personnel files, experiment notes, we can work together.
That's a lot of notes.
But I want your intel first.
No, look, I get what you're trying to do. But this isn't a rabbit hole you want to fall down, Miranda. Because trust me, you're not gonna like what you find. Give me the notes and the tapes and walk away.
I'm already past the point of no return.
It's not too late to turn back.
It is for me. I can help you. We're on the same side. Fredrickson, please, give me something.
Still can't get on a first name basis, huh?
Sebastian?
Actually, it's Eugene.
Panopt.
Panoptics Incorporated.
Yeah, I've heard of them. One of Malix's biggest research competitors might just be on my radar, thanks. How long has Panoptics known all of this was going on?
About the cruise? I don't think that part was hard to figure out. They flogged this thing pretty hard. It's really good corporate PR.
About the experiment, Simmons?
Which one?
Really? We're still doing this? What about a Project Lazarus? That ring any bells?
What, is that like a movie reference?
I'm pretty sure it's the thing that's been making people disappear and wiping them out of our minds. You know, Malix's research on the lower deck.
There's a lab on the lower deck?
Okay. So if we don't all die out here, I'd like it on the record that I am going to spend a lot more time vetting my interview subjects beforehand from here on out.
Whoa, hang on! There's a lab on the lower deck? Why?
The less you know, the better.
Is that why that dick from engineering keeps biting my head off every time I try to take a peek at the engine?
Oh, blimey. Okay, you remember when you found Miranda in McKinley's lab?
Who the hell is McKinley?
And you had to almost carry her to the medic's office.
And then you kicked the door down and dragged her out?
Yeah. She was looking for someone who never existed.
So, did she have a stroke, or...?
No. Let me put it this way. Your undercover work on this boat is not exactly subtle. But when was the last time you felt scared, like truly scared that you had been rumbled, that someone had made your cover? Do you remember that?
No. Yes. Right after the storm passed, there was this jackass who got on my case for getting near his samples or something. I mean, I probably was, but I just needed some data. I had to be a bit more careful after that.
But you don't remember his name. That's what Malix's secret project did. That was McKinley. He was on this boat. He isn't anymore. And the reason you don't remember him is because he was erased from time.
Okay.
Okay? What do you mean, okay?
Okay, it means I am done. Listen. I came here to have a look around, gauge any up-and-coming scientists, try to get a general sense of Malik's R&D strategy, and write up a report back at HQ. I was not told about... this.
But you have to know why you're on the ship. They didn't even tell you what to look for. Just spy on the scientists, bring back whatever looks nicest from the market? There is no way they just stuck you on here with no objective.
Why would they tell me anything? I'm a grunt, okay? I come here, I observe, I report back. Nothing illegal. Nothing that could be traced back to the company. Nothing wrong with me being on this boat. I have credentials. I have my degree in geology. I even have part-time tenure. You are my biggest problem right now. All they said they wanted to know is if anything out here was going to interfere with the amphitrop... with any possible future developments.
Panopt wants to develop their own technology and beat Malik's at its own game.
Oh, Eugene. Nice to meet you, Eugene. Do you have a last name?
One step at a time. Those tapes Costello left you, what's on them?
His diary entries. What division... No, what did you do?
I want to hear them.
There's barely anything left. What did you do? What was your job at the facility?
Middle management.
So did you work with McKinley as well? What about Durand and Juan? Were they also...
McKinley made a mistake. I don't know what happened to Durand and Juan. The tapes, Chuan.
So, your team just got erased from existence? Doesn't that bother you? You talk about it like it was a calculation error.
That wasn't meant to happen. This project was going to change everything, but it went... It just didn't exactly go according to plan.
Why is it on board the ship? Why bring it here in the middle of the ocean, exposing an entire...
It's out here because it's being shut down.
It's being shut down? But that must be a billion-pound research project. Why would... Oh. Huh. You're getting rid of the evidence.
You said it, not me.
Yeah. You know, I never told you about Costello's tapes. I would have given them to you, but there really isn't anything left. That whole, time-erasing thing, you know?
Damn. You're smarter than I thought you'd be.
You said it, not me.
And the fact that there is some kind of terrifying, inhumane experiment going on under all of our noses, maybe even being conducted on all of us, you're just not bothered?
It's not my business, and so far beyond my pay grade.
You can't let this just pass you by. The people disappearing without a trace, the mysterious gaps in memory, suppressing
nope,
the...
Nope, don't want to know. Not my problem.
So you're just gonna go back to your company empty-handed? No intel, no answers? Your bosses won't like that.
Hey, I'll burn that bridge when I get there. I've done a pretty good job of keeping myself out of trouble so far. Until you people started snooping around anyway. How many of you are there?
We have information. We know. We have an idea about what's going on.
Well, that's nice. Good for you. Can I go?
We know about the technology. We know who discovered it, what they're using it for, why they're developing it, and why now. There are people getting hurt as collateral damage.
Don't care. I can't care about any of this. There will always be collateral damage. There will always be people who fall between the cracks. I don't have the capacity to worry about them and still do my job.
You really think this is just all unrelated to you? When it starts hurting more people, you will have become complicit.
Let go.
Get off me!
Let go of the folder.
Get off me!
Sorry, and I'm not saying this again. Walk away. Leave this behind you when you get off this boat and then get as far away as you can. They're not gonna let you get out of this in one piece. That is not how they operate. Give me the file and walk away.
I said let go!
You're not gonna like what you'll find at the bottom of this rabbit hole. Forget what you saw. Forget what you read. Forget about Costello. Walk away.
What the hell is going on?
Then that's a headache for my boss and her boss.
How can you be so blasé about all of this?
It's called self-preservation instinct. It means I don't stick my nose where it don't belong, and no one buries me for seeing things I shouldn't have seen.
Self-preservation. It's gonna come for your company as well, and you've got to know deep down how bad that is. You wouldn't be so scared if you didn't, so eager to get out of here under the
radar. Here's what I know about the missing people. That one, this research cruise is well-funded, and two, that some people bailed before we left port for whatever personal reasons. That's all I know, and all I care to know.
And how long do you think it'll be before you've gone missing too?
You said you weren't going to threaten me anymore.
Friendly warning. Maybe you don't care about what happens to other people, but you'll look out for yourself, won't you? Malix doesn't seem like the kind of company who would leave loose ends.
What do you want?
I want Malix's project stopped. And you're going to volunteer to help.
It was self-defense!
I want a lawyer.
Did you stab him with a pen? You stabbed him in the neck! You stabbed him in the neck!
He attacked me.
All right, interview over. Doc, outside, I'm taking over.
I'm done talking.
Hang on.
No, I think I have all the answers I need for now.
Sit down, we're not done yet.
The hell?
God damn, Cochran? Cochran, can you hear me? Someone's cut the power and Fredrickson just got away. We need to reconvene now.
Station to Station is a production of Procyon Podcast Network. This episode was written by Alex Yoon and directed by Alex Yoon and Andrea Clausen. Music composed by Dominic Right. Sound engineering by Aaron S. Featuring the voice of Emily Wong as Miranda Chen. Nadine L. Amami as Janelle Cochrane. Laura Guzman as Riva Santiago. Zach Labresco as Sebastian Fredrickson. Kristen DiMercurio as Jackie Simmons.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.